The water to refrigerant heat exchanger in geothermal. How the water to refrigerant heat exchanger in a geothermal unit works. Coaxial vs brazed plate construction. How it acts as the condenser in cooling and the evaporator in heating, and its main failure modes. Fouling slash scaling, low flow freezing, and refrigerant water leaks. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. The water to refrigerant heat exchanger is the part of a geosystem that takes the place of an air source heat pump's outdoor coil. Instead of refrigerant trading heat with outdoor air, it trades heat with the loop water here. It's where the refrigerant either rejects heat into the loop cooling or pulls heat out of the loop heating. Get comfortable with this component and the rest of geo is just a normal heat pump with ducts. Two construction types dominate. Coaxial tube and tube. A refrigerant tube inside a larger water tube or vice versa, wound into a coil. Rugged and tolerant of so-so water. Brazed plate. A stack of stamped stainless plates that pass water and refrigerant through alternating channels. Compact and very efficient, but the narrow channels are fussier about water quality and freezing. How it works. It's a counterflow heat exchanger. Loop water flows on one side, refrigerant on the other, and heat moves through the metal wall between them. In cooling, the reversing valve makes this exchanger the condenser. Hot, high-pressure refrigerant from the compressor rejects its heat into the loop water. The refrigerant condenses to liquid, and the now warmer loop water carries the heat out to the ground. In heating, the reversing valve flips it to the evaporator. Refrigerant pulls heat out of the loop water, which the ground keeps warm, boiling the refrigerant to vapor. The now cooler loop water heads back to the earth to reload. Because it's the evaporator in heating, the water side gets colder than the loop water, which is exactly why low flow or weak antifreeze can let it freeze. The amount of heat it can move depends on water flow GPM, the entering water temperature, and how clean the heat transfer surfaces are. Foul the surfaces or starve the flow and the exchanger can't do its job, which shows up as poor capacity and abnormal refrigerant pressures. In the field, identify the type. A wound tube and tube assembly is coaxial, a compact stainless plate block is brazed plate. Read its performance through water and refrigerant. Water temperature difference. Measure entering vs leaving loop water temperature across the exchanger. Compare to the unit's target temperature difference at the rated GPM. Too small a temperature difference with low flow, too large a temperature difference, or off-spec entering water all point to trouble. Refrigerant side. In cooling, it's the condenser. Watch head pressure and the relationship between condensing temp and leaving water temp and approach. In heating, it's the evaporator. Watch suction and superheat. Poor heat exchange fouling slash low flow drives head up in cooling and suction down in heating. Flow. Confirm GPM is in spec. Most water side capacity problems are really flow or fouling problems. Suspect fouling. When capacity has faded gradually and water temperature difference slash approach has drifted. Especially on open loop well water systems, where minerals and iron scale the surfaces. Brazed plate exchangers are more sensitive to this than coaxial. Suspect a freeze event when a heating mode unit on a closed loop with low flow or weak antifreeze shows damage, a refrigerant water leak, or has tripped a low temperature slash freeze protection. Freezing water in the channels can split a brazed plate exchanger. Normal values and targets. Water flow. Roughly about 2.25 to 3 GPM per ton on many residential units. Confirm the unit spec. Adequate. In spec flow is the single most important water side number. Water temperature, difference across the exchanger. A target rise slash drop of several degrees at rated flow. The unit's performance data gives the exact target temperature, difference and GPM. Entering water temp, stable. Near ground slash loop temperature. Warmer in cooling, cooler in heating. But never the wild swings of outdoor air. Approach cooling slash condenser. Condensing temperature runs some degrees above the leaving water temperature. A widening approach over time suggests fouling or low flow. Freeze margin heating. Closed loop. The antifreeze must protect below the coldest the exchanger water side reaches in deep heating. Verify the freeze point. Representative. Confirm against the unit's performance tables and the loop design. Common faults and what they mean. Gradual capacity loss plus drifting water temperature, difference slash approach. Fouling slash scaling of the exchanger classic on open loop slash well water systems. Clean slash to scale it. Service filtration. High head in cooling slash low suction in heating tied to the water side. Poor heat exchange from low flow air in loop. Weak pump, clogged strainer or fouling. Not necessarily a refrigerant fault. Check flow first. Brazed plate split slash refrigerant water leak. Usually a freeze event from low flow or weak antifreeze in heating, or severe scaling. Refrigerant crosses into the loop water or loop water into the refrigerant circuit. A serious failure. Low temperature slash freeze protection lockout heating. The control caught the water side getting too cold. Low flow slash antifreeze before it froze. Fix the flow slash antifreeze. The lockout did its job. Refrigerant readings normal but capacity weak. Almost all is water side. Flow fouling or entering water temperature. Tech tips and gotchas. Most geo refrigerant problems are water problems. Before you condemn the charge or compressor, measure water flow and temperature difference across the exchanger. Geo hides water side faults behind refrigerant symptoms. Brazed plate exchangers are efficient but freeze fragile. Low flow or weak antifreeze in heating can freeze the thin channels and crack the plates, leading to a refrigerant slash water cross leak. Verify antifreeze and flow on closed loops. Respect freeze protection lockouts. Open loop equals expect scaling. Well water deposits minerals and iron on the surfaces. Capacity fades slowly. Periodic descaling slash flushing is routine maintenance, and brazed plate units need it more than coaxial. Use water temperature difference and approach like you'd use an air split and coil approach. They tell you how well the outdoor coil is exchanging heat without pulling the system apart. A refrigerant water leak can contaminate the loop or push loop water into the refrigerant circuit. If a closed loop keeps losing pressure or the refrigerant side shows water slash non-condensables, suspect a breached exchanger. Coaxial is more forgiving of marginal water. Brazed plate trades that ruggedness for efficiency and compactness. Know which you have when judging fouling slash freeze risk. Safety slash code notes. Refrigerant work and any exchanger replacement follows EPA section 608. Be cover, don't bent. A breached exchanger can mix refrigerant and loop water. Handle slash dispose of contaminated loop fluid properly per environmental rules. Closed loop antifreeze and open loop discharge are regulated. Follow the applicable environmental slash plumbing code. Electrical. Lockout slash verify dead before servicing. Geo units carry heavy compressor loads. Loop fluid can be hot or cold and under pressure. Relieve and verify before opening the water side.